Another shot of cooler air is going to move into the Midwest a little bit later this week, and there will be widespread precipitation ahead of the event. We do have relatively quiet conditions occurring across the Midwest today, but there's some showers and thunderstorms that occurred overnight last night in portions of Missouri and northeastern Kansas and portions of eastern Nebraska. Even a little bit of light snowfall was reported in parts of Nebraska. This is part of the disturbance that will likely lead into the cooler air. It's actually going to occur in two surges, the first of which is moving through the region today, and we'll likely see that continuing to advance across the region, and we're likely to see only a narrow region being impacted by this first wave of precipitation. The second round of precipitation will probably be more significant. It will impact the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest in a more significant manner. Today's event will likely concentrate on Iowa, eastern Nebraska, Missouri, Illinois, and portions of southern Indiana, with some increased precipitation expected during the night tonight and early tomorrow, again in the western Corn Belt from Missouri into parts of eastern Iowa and Illinois. Then we'll see showers and thunderstorms becoming a little bit more concentrated as we move on into the afternoon on Wednesday and into Thursday morning. A line of thunderstorms will likely develop as colder air pours into parts of the Midwest. And that line of storms will come out of southeastern Missouri and parts of the northern Delta into portions of Ohio and Indiana. And that second wave of energy could produce some strong to severe thunderstorms in a few cases, with some hail and some damaging wind, along with locally heavy amounts of rainfall. Overall, this two-wave system will likely leave behind a legacy of precipitation for quite a few areas in the Midwest. Overall, moisture totals will likely run from 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch from Iowa and parts of Kansas over to Ohio and southern Michigan and down into parts of northern Kentucky. That's the general amounts. Now, there will be some 1 to 2.5 inch amounts that will occur in some locations from southeastern Missouri into southern Indiana and southwestern Ohio associated with those strong to severe thunderstorms. It will occur as we go from late Wednesday into the early Thursday. After the two-day event is over, we'll likely see drier bias conditions occur again for a little while. A little reinforcing shot of cooler air will come into the region as we get into the weekend. This reinforcing shot of energy is likely to have an impact as we come into the late Saturday night and Sunday time period in the upper parts of the Midwest, with a little rain and snow mix expected there, and the precipitation will go ahead and shift to the southeast across the remainder of the northern and eastern portions of the Midwest as we get out into the day on Sunday. After that, we'll have a couple of days of relatively dry weather, and then we'll see some warmer air starting to push back into the region. That warmer air advancement will likely bring with it a chance for rain and thunderstorm activity, but it looks like a storm center may form in the Delta and move northeastward from there, bringing the greatest rains back to the lowermost parts of the Midwest, primarily Kentucky, but also right at the Ohio River. And that event will likely take place as we get into the middle part of next week. Well, there will be a cool-off that takes place across the region for a little while here later this week. Frost and freezes will become widespread in the Midwest. We'll see low temperatures in the teens and 20s in a big part of the region, and it will not cause permanent damage to winter crops. That cold will reach down into the northern Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and portions of the interior southeastern states as well, with Saturday morning likely be coldest in some spots, and Sunday morning in the Virginia Carolinas area. The cold air will burn back vegetative growth in wheat, but should not cause permanent harm. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.